Hello, welcome to Lumos, episode 2. I'm Alex Williams.
And I'm Lisa Ham.
And first we're going to start with some news like we usually do. My first piece of news is really exciting. Deathly Hallows Part 2 has become the third top grossing film of all time. That's really good. I did not expect that to happen.
What are the other top two?
Avatar and Titanic. And the thing is, can it beat Avatar and Titanic? I reckon it's good just to get up into the third place. I didn't expect it to, you know, I thought...
I guess you'd expect that a movie that's like the end of a whole series. So, you know, there's been such a long wait for this movie to come out, final episode that's of the whole thing.
Yeah, I think it got like...
I'm sure people, you know, would have flocked to see it than perhaps some of the others.
I think a lot of movie awards have got like the most anticipated film. I thought I was surprised that it would get to a third. I was surprised. I reckon it would be good even if you got it in... if it got even in the top five, I would be surprised, you know.
Mm. It's got some pretty good effects.
Yeah, I love that part when they ride the dragon.
Yes, that's great.
Yeah, that's really good, that part. I reckon the animation is really great at that part. Anyway, we have another bit of news. Right after the Magical Quill, this is about Pottermore, by the way. The Magical Quill, which is a thing that I don't know that much about it, but I think you send your email and it like detects whether you're like magical person or something, and it like
is this on Pottermore?
Yes, it's on Pottermore, and this is the FAQ insider blog. Revealed when you can expect to receive your Pottermore welcome email. I think this is for just the people who got into the top 1,000 or something that...
So the first people to try and subscribe, obviously.
There's J.K. Rowling, I think, opened it for like a week or something, and then those people can get early access.
Yeah.
So, it said that you can expect to get it, those of you who got in early can expect to get it from your email from August the 7th to September the 8th. But the down thing is that means you'll probably have to wait for at least 8 weeks. You know, not at least, but at the most 8 weeks. But that's...
You mean for the rest of the people?
No, to get your email.
Oh, right.
Yeah, for those people. But we still don't know whether you'll just get the email or you'll actually be able to play as well. So, yeah. But we imagine that hopefully they'll get 100% of registrants in sooner than September the 30th. So, yeah, hopefully that happens a bit sooner. So, okay.
Look forward to it.
Yeah. Shall we move on to our next segment?
Yep.
Okay, our next segment is a chapter review on Harry Potter and Philosopher's Stone. We're starting to do two chapters now because it'll take forever if we did one chapter at a time. And these two are good to group together because we're doing chapters 2 and 3. Mm-hmm. Chapter 2 is The Vanishing Glass and chapter 3 is The Letters from No One. And that's really when the magic really starts to come in.
Yes. Yeah, before that, Harry doesn't even know he is it.
Yeah, and that it's be, yeah he really starts to think, like, hey, something weird's going on. Mm. I'm not normal. You know, that's the part when he speaks, he talks to the snake. And then later on in book two, we find out he's a parcel mouth and he can speak to snakes. That's why he could speak to him. Mm. I like it how J.K. Rowling puts in those little links.
Yes.
Because, sometimes, you know, like, so I think some things in, like, book seven, you, like, get a little bit of a hint of in book one, but you don't have no idea that that's something really important until the last book or
and then you think back to the original or to the Philosopher's Stone. It all comes together.
Yeah, it all makes sense and you're like, oh, now I get it.
Yeah.
And, yeah, so
I love the chapter two, The Vanishing Glass, when he really, really gets annoyed with
Dudley
and, that's really, really gets his own back on Dudley in that episode,
doesn't
he?
I love it when he gets trapped in the snake cage. It's so funny. Especially in the movie, they do that really well.
Yes, they do.
And in the book, not in the movie, but in the book he goes, he goes like, Brazil, here I come.
That's right.
It's so funny. And also The Letters from No One is good, but I think in the movie... in that, when they did that, it was a bit of a fault when, it's a bit of like an as-if moment when Harry's getting a letter and he's got one and then Vernon is chasing him and then he doesn't give it and then they start fighting and I'm like, why doesn't Harry just give it that onto him and just grab another one? They're falling from everywhere.
He might not have known that they were all the same and that... He didn't know at that stage what the letter was even about.
Yeah, but they were all the same, remember? He got like one that. And then like five and then ten and just kept coming and coming.
Yeah, so he should have just given it, you're right.
He should have just given it to Vernon and then taken another one. I mean, it's easy. Mm. There's like hundreds of them. So, yeah. What do you reckon, we kind of already discussed good things. Do you have any other good things?
Let's think... No, not really. I think they're both good chapters, as you say, because they're the beginning of the magic
I really like the way they introduced the magic
and also the Dursleys start to become aware that, I mean, they sort of know that he's got the potential to be a wizard anyway because of his parents, but they've never told him that.
Yeah.
But this is where they really start to have to admit it and get a bit worried about
they never how, did
how
admit,
it's all going to work out. Because...
They never really did admit it until Hagrid came.
Yes.
But, what was I going to say?
So I like the fact that Harry gets his own back on Vernon and the others a bit.
And Dudley. How he traps him in the snake cage.
Looks good.
So what would your rating be for kind of... Should we do each chapter or both? I think together. We should just do both.
Yeah,
both. Because it's one chapter isn't really much to rate. So.
8 out of 10.
Yeah, I'd rate it like 8.5 or 9 or... Yeah. So, should we move on to our next discussion? Okay, our next discussion is a character discussion on Severus Snape. Now, I've been wanting to do this discussion for a long time because we have a lot to talk about this because through the whole series, there's been this massive confusion whether Snape is good or bad or on Harry's side or on Voldemort's side.
Yes, and I even think... Even at the end, you don't really quite know. You never really know.
Even
in the final episode, in the final book, you're never really sure whether he is what Dumbledore thinks he is, and that's good.
Yeah.
And trying to help, or whether he is ultimately on Harry's side, but he's still got that evil sort of side to him.
He's kind of an evil good person.
Yeah. A good like, person with an evil side.
Yes. So, but he's only really on Harry's side because he loved Lily.
Yes, Lily that's Evans, right. Yes, Harry's that's right. Mum. That's right, that's right.
And remember Voldemort's, not Voldemort, Dumbledore said that, he said, if you love Lily, take care of Harry. Yes.
Yeah.
That's the only reason I think.
He's put the pressure on him by saying that, because he obviously did love Lily.
Well, yeah. And then it's kind of, in the book, I mean, sorry, in the movie, when Snape dies, Harry takes his memories and he goes into the Pensieve.
That's right.
And he sees that Snape loved Lily and then James took her, and you kind of, I've always felt sorry for Snape, but when I saw that, you really, really feel sorry for him on the screen when you see it. It's even more sad. And,
yes,
you know,
yes.
And
you realise he's been harbouring this love for her all his life and trying to, you know, resolve that in his own mind.
And it kind of, it's really... it kind of, when you see it, kind of sways you a little more to say that Snape is good, but then maybe he went bad because he's like a little bit angry at Lily because he went off with James and
he resents Harry because, you know,
because he's James's son. Correct. That's why.
Yep.
And he always, you know, says like, oh, your father strutted about the school and all that. He always insults James, and then you at the end it kind of you find out why, that he doesn't like Harry's dad. He's never really, I don't think he never really mentioned Lily in front of Harry.
No,
he doesn't. Well, he didn't want to. He does
never,
not gonna.
I don't think there's a, he's ever never gonna, a reference to that, is there?
No, he doesn't want to give away that until he dies. When he dies, it doesn't really matter because he's dying anyway. So, and yeah, he remember Dumbledore told Snape to tell Harry that he has to, because he's like Dumbledore's accidental Horcrux. Remember?
Yes.
He made Harry kind of a Horcrux by accident.
Yes.
And he was a Horcrux by accident, and then Harry has to go kill himself to kill Voldemort.
Yes, yes.
Because they have to kill all the Horcruxes, and Harry is one of them. And he never got to... That's the only reason, I think. Also because Snape wanted to tell him that he kind of loved his mother and that. But also, he gave him, I think, his memories because he never had a chance to tell Harry that he had to kind of kill himself.
Yes.
The only reason Harry survived because the resurrection stone was inside the snitch. Remember that?
Yes, that's right.
And Harry, Dumbledore gave it to him in his will.
Yeah, and he didn't know what that was even about, the snitch, until he found out.
He said, I open at the close, so that means when you die, it will open, and he will come back to life because of the resurrection stone. Yeah. That's really interesting, that part. I really like that part.
It's good.
So what do you reckon are some good things about Snape? I think he's really good because he really, he's a very, very mysterious character. He never really, like you said before, he never really
find
out. Yeah,
I like the uncertainty of his character. The fact that you never really know.
Yeah.
One way or the other.
What do you reckon
I think he does that really
Yeah,
well.
What do you think is some bad qualities?
Have a
think. It's a bit hard to think of bad
qualities.
Well,
he's a bad person in a lot of ways. The way he picks on Harry, I don't like that.
Yeah, I think it's really because he hated James, and James is Harry's
son. Yeah.
No, sorry, Harry is James' son. But, I think that's only good. But still, he could have been a bit nicer to him. He's also related to Lily.
Yes,
he
that's right.
Remember that.
Yep.
But what do you think? What do you reckon of the actor Alan Rickman?
Oh, I think he's excellent. Yeah, he's terrific.
I think he did a brilliant job, especially in Deathly Hallows Part 2.
Yes.
When he dies, he's just perfect in that part. When he's dying, and it just like take my memories, and It's just really, he did that really, really well, I think.
Yeah.
And when he makes his, like, first appearance in Philosopher's Stone, he did really well, just, like, kind of staring at Harry and mysteriously and, yeah. I reckon. And I saw him on the special features of, I can't remember which movie, but he actually wears a wig. He's actually got, like short, blondish hair. And it kind of looks odd. So weird because And you see him, like, smile and laughing, and you never see Snape do that.
Doesn't look
And it's kind evil. Of nice to see him, you know, smile and...
Yep.
It was, really, really, really weird.
Yeah.
And it was quite a shock, because I thought, you know, that was his real hair, but a lot of actors wear wigs and...
And the black, lank, sort of dark, straight, greasy hair makes him look even more...
Yeah, I think in the book he's described, his hair is described to be like long and greasy and like that. So, what is your verdict? Is Snape good or bad? It's a very, very hard decision, yes. I know.
Yeah. I think he's good, but he's got a nasty side to him.
Yes, I reckon he's deep down he is good.
Mm.
He is good, but he has a bad side, kind of.
Yep.
But deep down, I reckon he's good.
Mm. And let the readers and the movie watchers be the judge.
Yeah. Hey, I've got an idea. What about we run, like, a poll? A
survey.
Survey for our podcast for on our email. People can email saying whether you think Snape is good or bad, and when we have enough results in, whenever we can tell you our...
Next time we can report what people...
Whenever enough results come in, and our email is lisajanehan@yahoo.com.au. That's lisajanehan@yahoo.com.au. So... you can also email us with thoughts and questions and other things, but also you can take our poll on, is Snape good or bad?
Vote now.
Okay, that's the end of our podcast, pretty much.
Yep.
Do you think, are you done?
I think,
yep. Done. Okay, goodbye. Thank you for listening. See you next time.